Victoria's second largest airport at Avalon is currently in danger of being closed down. This will be devastating for the surrounding community of Melbourne and Geelong financially, not to mention the jobs that will be lost. Jetstar has brought an estimated $615 million in visitor spending in the last decade alone. So why is it closing down? One reason is because Jetstar's owner, the Qantas Group, has recorded significant losses due to an oversupply in airline capacity and tough market conditions. But the main reason is because just not enough people are using the airport. A recent survey has shown that of all the people who pass through the airport, 60% are from interstate. This means that more people are coming into the airport than there are people leaving it. If Jetstar is to remain profitable, then this percentage has to even out to 50-50. In December last year, an $11 million rescue package was organised to keep Jetstar using Avalon Airport for at least another 17 months. $5.5 million of this was supplied by the state government from taxpayers' funds. Yet despite this, Jetstar have still said that it might leave within the next 12 months. Jetstar Australia and New Zealand CEO David Hall and Geelong Mayor Darren Lyons have pointed the finger at surrounding business people who choose to travel to Sydney from Tullamarine Airport, even when Avalon Airport is closer. But this has angered a lot of people, particularly the business people who are copping most of the blame, because the Avalon flights are massively inconvenient, with only 5 services a day to only one destination, usually at difficult times. Jeff Williams is a businessman for Broad Spectrum who lives closer to Avalon but still travels to Tullamarine when he has to fly to Sydney once a week for work. He says that after working interstate all day, he just wants to get home before it gets dark, which isn't possible with the Avalon flights.
It's all good just to say that we should take the shorter drive to Avalon, but if it was really that simple, we would have been doing it a long time ago. It's just really hard for me to get a flight, and that's going to match up for my times of travelling in business hours. I think it would be a lot easier, though, if they had some flexible hours.
With Jetstar blaming the people and the people blaming Jetstar, it is unclear how this will turn out. However, Jetstar recently negotiated with China's 4th largest airline, Hainan Airlines. The airline is looking at using the airport to expand its passenger network within the next 18 months, which is promising news for the airport.